A very good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into the Wednesday edition of the Suncoast of the Morning Magazine here on WENG. I'm Ken Birdsong, normally joined by Ken Kinsey. Ken's out of studio today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Joining me now on the program is Peter Jennings. And Peter is from calling actually from Canada this morning. And he's written a book called Shark Assault. And it's about, I'll let him tell you what it's about. And we're also going to be joined by a lady by the name of Nicole Moore, of which the book is about. Is that correct, Peter?
Ken, absolutely. And good morning. Thank you for having us on WENG. And may I very quickly say hello to all my friends down in Rotonda, just south of you. I would typically be down there with them, but I'm staying here in Canada to publicize this new book, Shark Assault.
Well, very good. Well, we certainly do appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning. And I've also got Nicole Moore on the line. Nicole, good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Again, thank you for having us on the show.
Well, you're certainly welcome. Now, Peter, explain a little bit about Shark Assault, the book that you've written.
Yeah, KB, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, is what we hope is an inspirational story about an event that happened to Nicole back in January of 2011. She was walking waist-deep in the water at a resort in Cancun, Mexico, and she was brutally, savagely attacked twice by a bull shark. The first attack was on her left thigh. It ripped away a section of her leg that's about 15 inches, including two hamstring muscles and two quadriceps. The shark then returned and grabbed her left arm and was literally pulling her out to sea. And KB, I don't know where, Nicole, she can tell you, I don't know where she got the wherewithal to do this, but she took her right hand, smashed this beast on the nose, yanked her left arm, and the shark unbelievably left. She came very, very close to dying. She lost 60% of her blood, which we are not supposed to survive. But she did survive. She had to have her left arm amputated and has had numerous surgeries to save her leg. But that's essentially the story. But the second part of the story is that I have never met anybody so positive and optimistic as Nicole Moore. Nicole now does public presentations, and she just electrifies the audience with her feeling of, hey, the world can get you down, but fill your life with zest and keep moving forward. So the book is quite inspirational in depicting that as well.
Wow. Well, you said this happened in Cancun, Mexico, and of course we hear a lot, and if you're down in Rotonda quite a bit, you hear about it as well, shark attacks along the Florida coast frequently, as a matter of fact. Nicole, I've got to ask you, you were in water how deep?
Just above my waist.
Okay.
I was only a few hundred meters off the shore, and it was just up to my waist.
Yeah. Did you have any indication that there were sharks in the water or that there was the possibility of sharks being there?
Absolutely not. I'm getting away for a nice sunny vacation and just expecting to enjoy everything and go into that water just to rinse off and cool off. I am not thinking about sharks. I'm a scuba diver, so when I'm scuba diving, I certainly think about sharks, but definitely not in the shallows.
Sure. Now, when you first got attacked, did you know immediately what was happening, or was it like, whoa, what's happening here?
The very first thing that I felt was a bump from behind, and at that moment I was, whoa, what was that? And that absolute sinking feeling that we all experience if something touches us under the water, a fish or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw a shark. I never saw, you know, that dun-dun and jaws fin coming at me or anything like that. I saw nothing. When I sustained the first bite to my leg, as Peter was saying, the ocean just started filling with my blood instantly, and even though I hadn't seen the shark, I knew that that's what it was. I knew what had happened right away.
You knew you'd been bit.
Yes.
A lot of times when you get hurt, right at first there's no pain. It's like more shock than anything. What has happened? Did that happen with you, or did you have instant pain?
No. Some of the shark survivors that I've been in contact with do talk about excruciating pain, but no, in my instance, I don't recall feeling any pain. I'm sure it was there, but my brain shut it out.
Yeah. So it bit your leg, and obviously at that point in time, you're trying, to get out of the water?
I am. I have no idea about what damage has been caused under my leg, or on my leg under the water, because the water's blocking it and it's completely red.
Sure.
So I just continue to try to make it back to the shore in a complete panic. But I guess I tasted so good that he came back for more.
Uh-huh.
And the shark attacked my left arm, and it actually swallowed my entire arm in its mouth. So its upper eyes were just, you know, just about a foot away from my face, and its bottom jaw clenched close to my armpit, and it's just trying to tear my arm off.
And what size was this shark again, do you know?
Peter?
Yeah, it's a bull shark. There are about 375 species of sharks, KB. This was a bull shark, and it is the worst and most aggressive shark in the sea. They can grow to be about 12 feet long, weighing 1,500 pounds.
Wow. So it could be a pretty good-sized shark.
Yeah. I was told that it was probably about 6-7 feet in length.
Mm-hmm.
All I remember is its eyes and just this jaw gripping on my arm. That's all I remember. And just the total fear of, and is this really happening to me?
Oh, sure.
And as Peter said, then instinct just kicked in, and I wound up with my right arm and smacked it right in its nose, which fortunately it opened up its jaws and let me go.
You know, I've heard of that before, of people that have been approached by a shark and they hit it in the nose and it goes away or it stops the aggressiveness. Evidently, that worked.
We are taught as scuba divers, if a shark approaches, you go for the eyes, nose, gills. And I don't know if that was just ingrained in my brain or if it was just instinct. But, yeah, they're very sensitive on their nose where the nerves culminate. So they say to redirect a shark by pointing it or pushing it on its nose or hitting it on its nose.
Now, when the shark had you by the arm, were there other people in the water with you trying to get to you and help you?
No way. No one was getting into that water to help me. And I don't blame them.
Everybody says, she's on her own on this one.
They're trying to figure out how to get in there and help me, but they don't want to put themselves at risk. No one knows where those sharks are. There were some guys on jet skis, and they were the ones that actually were corralling. There were two sharks in the water, two bull sharks, I'm told, in the water, and they were corralling them. They were trying to scare them out to deep water, and I'm walking in unknowing, and these sharks are being pushed my way. Instead of going out to deep water, one mm-hmm. turned and came to me. So it was a very aggressive but very agitated state of the shark. It's very, very rare. I need to stress that, KB, that the shark attacks are extremely rare, and these sharks in this case were just being agitated and forced in my direction.
Yeah. You know, I wonder sometimes if sharks, when they bite people, if they're biting because they're hungry or if they're biting because it's more of something moving around and strange in the water and they're going after it as an attack.
In my experience, what I've been learning in my new shark world, that most of the shark bites are exploratory. They're not aggressive by nature.
Yeah.
You have quite a few shark survivors in Florida there that are on my shark survivor group online, and a lot of them are just, you know, one bite or exploratory.
Yeah. All right. Peter?
And KB, just a quick bit of trivia for you so that your listeners do understand how rare this is. Statistically, you are more likely to be hit by a bolt of lightning than you are to be attacked by a shark.
Okay.
And, Nicole, you have another stat that will appeal to your female listeners, KB.
Yeah, Peter likes to put that one out there, that you have the chances of being attacked by a shark are 11.5 million to 1. And since they've been keeping statistics in the 1850s, over 90% of those are men. So I not only survived a shark attack, but I am a woman, so I keep joking that I took one for the team. So ladies out there, you're safe to go in the water.
All right. Well, I'm not so sure I'm going to go back in the water then. Peter, let me ask you, sir, have you written other books?
I'm actually writing a book right now, Ken, on the late Ruth Lowe. There's been so much euphoria going on about the 100th anniversary of the birth of Frank Sinatra, and you and your listeners may be aware that Ruth Lowe wrote a song in 1940 that kind of electrified Sinatra's career. It was called I'll Never Smile Again, and I'm writing a book about Ruth Lowe right now, and I'm working on a couple of other books as well.
Well, that's quite a difference between writing a book on shark assault and sharks and then writing on music.
Indeed. I tend to fall into these projects. You know, I was lucky to be introduced to Nicole by a friend of mine, and I recently met Tom Sandler, known as Tommy to his friends because he's named after Tommy Dorsey. Tommy is a son of the late Ruth Lowe. Mm-hmm. By chance, I was introduced to him, and the next thing I knew, we're working on a book together. So it's just, these things tend to find me, KB. I don't know.
Well, that's pretty interesting stuff. Do you have a background in literature? Did you think you wanted to write, or did you just decide to do it?
No, I've been writing all my life. Okay. Before I retired back in 2009, I ran a marketing agency in Toronto, so I have written everything from, you know, ads to brochures to websites to video scripts, etc. And when I retired, I decided I really wanted to take that love that I have for writing and put it into some books.
Uh-huh.
And Shark Assault, as I say, has just been published by Dundurn. They are Canada's largest independent publisher. And if I may, for a second, and Nicole, this is news to you because I just learned about it this morning, we are going into a second printing on Shark Assault, and secondly, Reader's Digest has just agreed to print a 4,000-word excerpt in their July edition. So looks like the book's pretty popular.
I guess so. Very good. Now, Nicole, you said you were a scuba diver. What's your background?
Career-wise?
Yes.
Career-wise, I'm a registered nurse. I'm an RN.
Okay. And you were just down in Cancun on vacation.
I was down in Cancun on vacation with 10 friends who were celebrating a 50th birthday party, and leave it to me to make headlines when I go on holiday.
Well, that's not necessarily the kind of headline you'd like to make, though, is it?
No, you absolutely do not want to. I don't recommend it.
Now, how do you feel about going back in the water now? Well, first off, let me ask you, when did this happen?
This was January 2011, so it's 4.5, almost 5 years ago.
Okay. Now, do you go in the water now?
I actually went back that same year once I was able to get out of hospital and get moving on with my life. I decided to go back to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole story behind my recovery and how ill I was and Mexico not giving me my medical records. So I went back to get my medical records, and I also went back to face the ocean. So I went back to the exact same spot where the shark attack happened,
mm-hmm.
and I went into the water, which was captured on a TV program, was filmed by a news program called Fifth Estate here. And it was, people often ask me, why on earth would you do that? But I suffer absolutely no post-traumatic stress syndrome. I'm very, very lucky. I've never even had a nightmare about a shark since all of this. And I thought, wow, that's really unusual. And I had to go back to the ocean just to make sure that I didn't have any fear. I wasn't harboring any fear.
Yeah.
And when I hit that water, it was very emotional, I have to say, but it was very, very freeing, very exhilarating. And I've had no problems since. And then shortly after, I brought my husband and my children back so that they could get back into the ocean and not hold on to any fear as well. That's really important to me.
The fact that Nicole is a nurse, I dare say, saved her life. That and her amazingly positive look at things. She came so close to dying. In fact, she should have died, losing all that blood and the shock and trauma and the pathogens from the shark's mouth, etc. The fact that she was able to keep herself going is because of her nursing background.
Yeah, that's just absolutely amazing. Well, Peter and Nicole, I've got a break that's hitting me right now. We're going to have to take a couple of minute break, and we'll be back with both of you. You'll be there, I assume?
Yeah, we'll stay around, KB. Thanks.
All right, very good. You're listening to The Morning Magazine on WENG. Stay with us. We're visiting with Peter Jennings and Nicole Moore this morning and about a book called Shark Assault. Very interesting. We'll be right back. Good morning. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of The Morning Magazine here on WENG. I'm KB, Ken Birdsong, normally joined by Ken Kenzie. Ken's out of studio today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. And joining me this morning, Peter Jennings and Nicole Moore. Now, Peter Jennings has written a book about Nicole Moore and an incident that happened with Nicole in Cancun, Mexico. The book title is Shark Assault. And Peter, I was thinking during the break, here in Florida, we hear every once in a while of an attack by a shark on someone. they're usually not real serious, but they certainly can be. What was it about this attack that made you want to write a book about it?
Well, you know, Ken, you're absolutely right. And Florida is, by the way, the number one location in the world for shark attacks. I was introduced to Nicole by a friend of mine who saw Nicole give a presentation. She went up to her afterwards and said, "You got to write a book about this." And Nicole was, you know, did not have experience writing books or in publishing. And my friend Sharon said, "Well, let me put together with my friend Peter. I think the two of you would hit it off."
Yeah.
And so we got together, and as a result, Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival, came about. But to answer your question, I was really intrigued by this story because it just came out of nowhere. Here is Nicole walking, wading waist deep in the water. It's not as though she was out in the middle of the ocean on a surfboard or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She's just kind of minding her own business when this brutal, savage attack happens twice. So as a writer, to be able to take the reader to that beach and have them experience in a visceral fashion what that was like was pretty interesting, you know, for a guy who likes to be creative and use his toolbox of writing tools.
Sure.
The second thing, however, was Nicole's incredible, indomitable spirit, the sense of positivism and optimism. She truly does inspire people she talks to. And so as a writer, boy, that's grist for the mill, my friend.
Oh, yes. Now, Nicole, let me ask you, do you do personal appearances and talk about this incident?
Yes, I do. Yes. Public speaking managed to find me, and that's been now developing into quite a side business. I'm actually represented by an agent now out of Vancouver.
Oh, okay.
So it is growing for me, and I love to do it. I love to talk to people, and I love to share my story, but number one, to really inspire the belief that no matter what you're facing, you can get through it.
Okay, I was going to ask you, what are you trying to get across when you tell your story?
Well, when I tell my story, I talk about, you know, hardship and the things that I faced in my personal story, but that no matter how difficult it got, if you have a positive attitude and you persevere, you can keep moving forward and succeed. And it's really simple if you take it into small steps.
Yeah.
And with the book, I mean, Peter does a phenomenal job with this book at making, the story is dramatic itself, but he does an excellent job bringing the reader right to the, as he said, to the beach and sharing the attack. But he also then twists it around and introduces a bit of comedy, it's very informative. He talks about shark conservation, then back to the drama. So it draws the reader right in. And in the end, I'm hoping that people then realize, wow, you know, she was just an average girl. That could have been me in the water, and
oh,
she
yeah.
made it through. So no matter what I'm facing in life, I can get through that and become a better person for it.
You know, you used one of my favorite words, persevere, and I perseverance is just an amazing thing. And I see a lot of people that fail in doing things because they don't hang in there long enough.
Correct. And I always say, like, we're always afraid. So one of my expressions is persevere despite the fear.
Yeah. Any chance of this becoming a movie or anything like that?
Well, I hope so. You know, both Reese Witherspoon and Angelina Jolie have formed Hollywood production companies with a distinct aim of doing films about empowered women.
Mm-hmm.
And if ever there was an empowered woman, it's Nicole Moore. So I have put out feelers to both Ms. Witherspoon and Ms. Jolie, and I think it would make a heck of a film. I really do. But we'll see what happens, Katie.
All right. Very good. Shark Assault. Now, I assume that the book is available everywhere?
The book is available at bookstores. It's available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and it seems to be selling like hotcakes. So Shark Assault, An Amazing Story of Survival. As I say, we're going into a second printing.
Yeah, that's just amazing and an amazing story, and we certainly do appreciate you and Nicole taking time this morning to visit with us and let us know about it.
Hey, KB, it's been my pleasure. Thanks so much, and I hope that everybody listening to WENG has a great day.
Indeed. And, Nicole, thank you so much for taking time to be with us as well.
Thank you so much for all the Florida support that I've got. I really, really appreciate it. You take care.
We'll do that, and a very Merry Christmas to both of you from us.
Thank you, KB. Back at you.
All righty. We've been visiting with Peter Jennings and Nicole Moore. What an interesting story. Nicole in the water in Cancun, Mexico, on vacation, like a lot of people take, and has an attack by a shark. Not one, but two. The name of the book, Shark Assault. Check it out. Peter Jennings, the author, and a story about Nicole Moore. Well, that's going to wrap up the Wednesday edition of the Suncoast This Morning program here on WENG. Thank you for being with us this morning. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Ken Kinsey. You have a great day today. Until then, bye.